I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio See It, 91 Classical on Nashville Public Radio. I'm happy to welcome a fine Baroque ensemble today for music of Telemann and Corbett. Joel Trabig is the trumpeter. He's here with Robert Schenkel on oboe, Grace Woodworth on oboe, Dongun Schenkel on bassoon, and Andrew Reisinger, harpsichord. We have an actual, real-life harpsichord in the studio today, which is something different. No canned sounds, imitation sounds today. Joel, thank you very much for putting this program of Telemann and Corbett together for us today. What are we going to hear?
Well, thank you, Will. We're going to play a concerto in D. This is his second concerto with trumpet in D major. And unlike his first concerto, which is for trumpet and string orchestra, this is the original instrumentation, which is trumpet, two oboes, bassoon, and continuo. And it has a different feel to it. It's really a piece of chamber music. We all get to pass the lines around, take a turn with the melody, and it's a great practice for me, learning to blend with my colleagues, and they just get used to having to put up with the trumpet player is the situation. So.
Okay. The concerto number 2 in D for trumpet, two oboes, bassoon, and harpsichord by George Philip Telemann.
Thank you. Thank you.
Live in Studio C, a wonderful concerto by George Philip Telemann, the concerto number 2 in D major for trumpet, 2 oboes, bassoon, and harpsichord. We heard it performed live in Studio C by trumpeter Gerald Trabig, oboist Robert Schenkel, oboist Grace Woodworth, bassoonist Dongyun Schenkel, and harpsichordist Andrew Reisinger. Well, Joel, this is a concerto for more than just trumpet, isn't it? The writing for the oboes is right up there with the part for the trumpet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's a chamber piece for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, a lot of times, especially trumpeters, we tend to think it's all about us, but not in a piece like this.
But it's nice to hear it in its original form, as Telemann probably heard it in himself.
I think so.
This instrumentation. Joel Trabig is a professor of music at Belmont University here in Nashville, and his colleagues, Grace Woodworth and Dongyun Schenkel and Andrew Reisinger, are colleagues of Joel at Belmont. And Robert Schenkel is associated with many performances and recordings in town, and he also teaches at Tribeca, Lipscomb, TSU, and probably 12 other places. He's a working musician. I don't know. It's great to have this fine ensemble with us live in studios today. By the way, this is a live performance program on Tuesdays at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. If you're hearing this on Tuesday, you're hearing a live broadcast from our Studio C. If you're hearing it on Thursday evening, it's the rebroadcast, a recorded performance. But these Tuesday performances are live, real-time. Joel, what's the next piece? It's by an English composer who is a contemporary of George Philip Telemann, William Corbett.
That's right. And I don't know a great deal about William Corbett. I do know that he worked in the theaters in London, was a theater music director, wrote a lot of incidental music and dance suites and songs for the theater. I know he was a violinist and he played in the Royal Orchestra in London. And he also spent some time in Italy, in Milan. And I had read somewhere that he was... it was thought that he was actually spying for the royal family while he was overseas. That's a real fact. So this is another a very nice little chamber piece, now for just one oboe as opposed to two, with trumpet, bassoon, and harpsichord.
Thank you.
A sonata for trumpet, oboe, bassoon, and harpsichord by William Corbett, 1680 to 1748. William Corbett's dates, an English composer who had to compete with George Frederick Handel at the time in London. Well, that's a lovely little piece, and thank you for playing it for us live in studio. See Joel Trabig, the trumpeter, with Grace Woodworth on oboe, Dongyun Schenkel on bassoon, and Andrew Reisinger on harpsichord for this wonderful Baroque music live in Studio C. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you very much. Well, we really enjoy being here.
It's great to see everyone. Please come back and bring that harpsichord again, too.
We will. And if anybody enjoyed it and wants to hear it again, we're going to play it on Monday night on a recital at Belmont at 7:30 on the 18th at McAfee Concert Hall.
Wonderful. A chance to hear it live. Live music is not like anything else, so I say that. I'd like to thank Walter Bittner as well, because harpsichords take a good bit of care and feeding, and Walter Bittner tuned this instrument twice. It was brought in yesterday to get used to the room, and Walter came back today and tuned it again right before the performance. So thank you for doing that, Mr. Bittner. Up next week is Nashville-based composer pianist Christina Spinay with her own music with cellist Kermaine Booker live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for supporting us here at Nashville Public Radio. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music on 91 Classicals live in Studio C.